Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Insight's Concert Connect sets you up with great music in the Sacramento area and beyond. This time, we're taking a drive through I-80 to Roseville. We're heading to Midtown Sacramento and paying Oakland a visit. Helping us unpack the best concert experiences to check out and soak in are Cap Radio's Andrew Garcia and Nick Bruner. Their range of musical artists would rival a Tower Records in its heyday. R.I.P.
And now I think she's making fun of us. I think we've been a couple of weeks of this and I've been observing it. I don't know about you, but I feel like maybe this is just a little...
Tower Records? I mean, maybe we're on our way out. Who knows?
It is, but with all sincerity. And I'm going to steal this from you, Andrew. Andrew and Nick are our tunesome friends.
Aww.
Just thinking about the word tunesome, thanks to you, a couple days ago.
Should be used more.
Yeah, it should be, and we are. I'm following in that spirit. Okay, so you have set up some really cool and very interesting acts that are going to be performing in our area in the next 2 weeks. The first one is Rituals of Mine. Mm. That's a familiar name, led by Tara Lopez. No stranger to Cap Radio, no stranger to Insight. Tara is wonderful. They have these like really heavy bass lines, atmospheric sounds, thoughtful lyrics that just work so well. So Tara is originally from Sacramento, but Nick, I mean, you have a relationship. You guys go back professionally. You've seen them play many, many times. Mm-hmm. How did you first discover Rituals of Mine?
Totally by accident. It was actually through Tara's like project about maybe two projects ago called The Evening Episode. I was at Old Ironsides, and there was this warm, synth-driven, wonderfully just composed piece of just electronic music that had this soaring vocal over top of it. And that was my first interaction with seeing Tara Lopez perform. And the Evening Episode wrapped up shortly after I saw that show, but Tara has been just plugging away through her projects, formerly known as Sister Crayon, now Rituals of Mine. And it's been really fun watching her grow and develop her sound into what it is today.
Hmm. So Rituals of Mine is going to be playing at the Starlit Room. That's in Harlow's in Sacramento, April 11th, next week.
Yes.
Talk to us about the Hype Nostalgia album. What stands out to you?
Well, it's great. This is the first time that this collection of music is going to be toured around, thanks to COVID. The album came out in 2020, so Tara hasn't actually had a chance to properly tour the music yet. So it kicks off tonight in Seattle, and she'll be back in for the hometown show here on Tuesday. Hype Nostalgia is filled with a lot of heavy themes. And for as positive and dynamic as Tara is in person, she has had to go through an awful lot as a human being to get her here. And music has been such a huge part in her being able to kind of vent, de-stress, you know, emote. The loss of her father, there's elements of her growing up in South Sac and losing her home, elements of homelessness throughout her life. She's one of the most positive people I've ever met. And if she didn't have music, I don't know what her outlet would be. Mm. But I'm glad she has it. And I'm glad we all have it, because it's really, really cathartic and wonderful, warm stuff.
Well, let's take a listen to 65th Street.
We were lying down when we heard the news, long before you ever called. I didn't want to believe what was said. My life against the wall. Mother's afraid of me, oh Lord.
A gift. That is going to be awesome on April 11th at Harlow's.
It's her ode to growing up in South Sacramento. And just, again, it kind of comes back to thinking about how she grew up. It's one night around Christmas, the garage that she was staying in caught fire. She and her brother were there. And she says, luckily, she has asthma, so the smoke woke her up. But she nearly died, nearly lost everything. And it's just, she's been channeling like experiences like that into, I think, this album especially. Yeah. So, but yeah, a lot of catharsis coming out in this one.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So our next band is They Might Be Giants, mm-hmm. and we're going to be heading to Oakland. They're going to be performing at the Fox Theater April 16th. Our producer, Victor, had to remind me that this is the band who performed the theme song to the 2000s hit show, Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most folks have heard They Might Be Giants. They just didn't know it.
Yeah. So how would you describe They Might Be Giants to someone who maybe has listened to them, but can't pin a song on the band?
The first word that comes to mind is absurd, but a delightful and most importantly, a really well-crafted absurdity is very key. I've found it sort of really rare that artists like these who have such a fun and silly sensibility are also the same people that are like experts at their craft. And the most like the other artist that I found is a good comparison point would probably be Robin Williams, who's definitely undeniably silly and sees the world in a different way. Mm-hmm. Hilarious at stand up, really skilled comedic actor, dramatic actor. And I think They Might Be Giants has that same sort of balance and range in the work that they do. So they've got these really great melodies that they're able to craft that are instant sort of earworms. Malcolm in the Middle, everybody can still sing that song to this day. And they have enough sort of musical skill to take those melodies and put them in any genre that they want. And it's a great time. So stuff like alt rock, pop, polka, children's music even, and the sort of ska / big band vibes of the track that we're going to listen to.
Yeah, and they go back decades. So we're going to mm-hmm. take a listen to They Might Be Giants, a song, Dr. Worm, from their 1998 album, Severe Tire Damage.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. Show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can hear the doorbell.
It's bringing me back to middle school.
Yeah,
I'm dating myself.
I've taken to calling it children's music for adults.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. And obviously, they've been so successful because they're still touring decades later.
They're still touring. They have a bunch of great different albums. They're super prolific. If there are any parents out there looking to get their kids sort of into the next step of like listening to the Bluey theme song every day to like some cool new next music, They Might Be Giants, I think, is the one.
Awesome. Well, another great thing about Insights Concert Connects and the two of you is that you discovered obviously new music with and share it with our listeners and with mm-hmm. myself included. So your new discovery is Snail Mail, which is fronted by Lindsay Jordan. And Jordan released her sophomore album, Valentine, back in 2021 at the age of 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But what we enjoy are these like deep, profound lyrics that really just mix so well with instrumentals. How did you come across Snail Mail, Andrew?
I think around 2018, when their sort of first big label release came out, it was called Lush. And that album, Nick, you might remember, just absolutely blew up in like the indie blogosphere type of thing.
Huge.
And so, you know, being the avowed hipster that I am, I had to tune in. But it was that sort of lyrical honesty and like vulnerability that I think draws a lot of people in past the first listen and to keep listening. And outside of just the lyrical, Lindsay Jordan can also like shred. She's been playing the guitar since about 5 years old. So you can hear a lot of that skilled guitar work in this sort of murky, shoegazy 90s vibe that is in a lot of Snail Mail songs and sort of turned into a completely new sort of sound, which I like a lot.
Awesome. Well, let's take a listen because Snail Mail is performing in Roseville at Goldfield mm-hmm. Trading Post on Wednesday, April 19th. And this track is titled Valentine.
Just 2 months still, I'm older now, believe me, I adore you. So why'd you wanna erase me, darling Valentine? You'll always know where to find me.
That's going to be an awesome concert as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm hoping sometime soon we get some new Snail Mail music as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can plug that. Heard first on Insight, Andrew's request.
There you go. You're welcome.
All right. So we have like 2 minutes left. Our next group is Hiatus Coyote. Did I say that correctly?
Coyote, like the animal.
Coyote. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the Fox Theater, Oakland, April 20th. Why did you choose them?
R&B, funk, and jazz-inflected hip-hop. They like to call it future soul. I think they're just such a unique act. They're a Melbourne, Australia quartet. Lots of syncopated rhythms to keep your brain doing hopscotch from beat to beat to beat. This tune is one of my favorites. It's off of a recent record, I want to say about 2 years ago, from Mood Valiant. Its remix record just came out called Mood Variant. This is called Get Sun, featuring the legendary Arthur Mirkai.
As always, I appreciate the range, you two. All of them are awesome.
Oh, thanks, Vicky.
Yeah, thanks.
Such our pleasure. We didn't write any of this, I don't think. Did we?
Any of the music? No.
No, okay.
Not involved.
But no.
You're just sharing it for all of us to enjoy. That's Cap Radio host Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia sharing their quickly approaching concert selections for Insights Concert Connect. As always, you can listen to Hey Listen Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, be sure to follow Cap Radio on Instagram, where Nick and Andrew's concert picks are posted on the app. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Yeah.